Two live streamers take to the Las Vegas Strip to document their faultless behaviors.
You want problems too? You want problem? You want problem? Let go of my I promise I'll blow you away. I promise I'll blow you away. What's up? You want problems? I'll blow you away.
But that quickly stopped once they saw the cops.
No, I don't want problem. I don't want problem. I don't want, I'm relaxing, sir.
Control 60 by give us a red Cromwell.
Sir, I'm...
Don't hurt me!
In under a minute, he went from
I'll blow you away
to
please, don't hurt me!
And even though it's no longer June, it's still a good time to highlight the people that I call gangster fluid, where sometimes they're waving around a weapon saying, do you want a problem? And other times they're wailing on the ground, please don't make this a problem. As apparently they only feel like a gangster when they're bringing out what I believe is a uncocked Glock 49 to a live stream on the strip to pepper spray the people as they plead, respect my gangster. But all that went away once they realized they aren't role-playing GTA on the internet. They're now facing 6 years in prison. As the full context is, they were randomly approaching strangers late night on the Las Vegas Strip.
Who's gonna sock who's gonna sock him in the face? Do you wanna get sucked? What are you doing? You better let go of his.
And as this girl could detect within seconds, they got their G status from Spirit Halloween. She immediately began pressing them.
You just grabbed my phone. You just grabbed my phone. Don't touch my. Don't touch my. Don't touch my. Don't grab my. I'll promise you, I'll shoot the. Let it go. Don't touch my. I promise you.
And even when the streamers pulled out their weapon and apparently pepper sprayed them, she still wasn't scared.
Why don't you want to fight me? Because you're a. I'm not a. Bro, I'll literally just. Look.
I literally got the cayenne pepper. You guys shit. You guys use pepper spray.
Your boyfriend's a.
So this guy tried to settle the situation, but then got threatened too.
Don't talk to me. You got problems too. You want problems?
For what? I need.
What's up? You want problems?
Yell blasters.
I'll blow you away.
Really?
Really?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Get crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, there. I'll.
Oh.
I need some water, bro.
You might want to delete my dumb. All
right, I will. Act like nothing's wrong. Huh?
We all did initiate the confrontation.
Why? What are we putting our hand in?
No, what?
No, stop. No, I don't want problem. I'm relaxing. I'm relaxing, sir.
Control 60 by give us a red Cromwell.
Sir, I'm.
Don't hurt me, please. Don't hurt me.
On your stomach now.
Now, live streamers seem to be getting increasingly worse, especially on sites that are propped up by online gambling. But even the sketchiest of websites have their limits, as Kick quickly banned those idiots and their show of unemployed behaviors, which is the least of their worries, when a Kick employee went to Twitter to state they will completely cooperate with local authorities. And in Las Vegas, assault with a deadly weapon includes even putting someone in fear of immediate harm, which has them looking at 1 to 6 years in the scorching hot Nevada State Prison, as the only defenses are if they didn't have criminal intent, acted in self-defense, or no weapon was involved, to which their live stream is going to be their own star witness, reopening the internet's prank-to-prison pipeline. And it never ceases to amaze me how live streaming dooms the dudes with shoe-sized IQs to actual prison sentences, all for the chance to get 10, maybe 50 live stream views? Because it's not like pepper spraying people in the street is a pathway to sudden internet fame, getting your streams sponsored by Pepsi, but understanding that fact would suggest that they can actually think, or if they can't comprehend this for themselves, possibly have an older male role model in their life to teach them how to properly act in public, not bring shame to their family, and hopefully become a positive member of society. And that's why I call these stupid live streams the male version of daddy issues, as nobody that grew up with a strong father figure records themselves doing this.
Don't hurt me, please!
So if you appreciate my concise, light-hearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on the exact moment oil activists realized they accidentally committed a serious crime.